Episode 1998, Dream with Your Eyes Wide Open.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is Inspiration Motivation Day. Are you feeling a little gloomy? You know, don't let the weather decide where you go. You can get up and impact the world that you touch. Dream with your eyes wide open. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, burnout and breakdowns can slow your desire to dream, dreading the repeated failures. Instead of living with your eyes closed, dream with your eyes wide open. Limitations is the biggest culprit to stealing what is rightfully yours. So many of our days are spent reliving the past. We live our lives with our eyes closed. We're too afraid to open them, yet we're so comfortable that we stay in it. Doesn't make sense. Some would call it maybe an oxymoron. There's a paradox here when it comes to living and going for what you want and then staying put in the comfort of what you have. Failures take priority over proven successes. Why try something new if something already works? Well, that's great for some things, but it doesn't work for dreams. Dreams haven't been proven yet. So they're not a failure, nor are they a success. Yet, we hold ourselves captive of not living out our dreams because we've got our eyes closed. We're always looking in the rearview mirror. Have you ever tried to drive looking in the rearview mirror? What happens when you realize that you're actually going forward? But when you're looking in the rearview mirror, you're all over the place, aren't you? You can't go forward and backwards at the same time. Try it the next time you're in a car. Oh, but wait. Make sure though you're only in an open area where no one is around, because it's going to bring you to a point where it doesn't make sense. You're going to run off the cliff whether you're going backwards or forwards. Dream with your eyes wide open. Stop selling yourself short. Don't be ashamed of what God has placed on your heart. A lot of us live in what should have been, our would-haves, our could-haves. Where has that gotten you? You know, we wake up in the morning and we think, oh my gosh, I got it this time. I got it. And then an hour later, you're like, I so do not have it. I am just keep looking back, and I'm just going to stay there. I don't like it. I complain about it, but I do nothing about it. God placed this burning desire in your heart for a reason. Dream with your eyes wide open. Focusing on the past and what didn't work will only hold you back. Yes, it's good to reflect and use the past as a learning tool. Who wants to repeat something that doesn't work? It is important for us to learn from our mistakes. But you see, you have the opportunity to impact the world you touch. Take responsibility for it. You were created on purpose, for a purpose, and you need to be willing to take one step at a time every day that will lead you to miles of greatness. But if you're not willing to take that step, if you're not willing to dream with your eyes wide open, you're limiting yourself. Why put limitations on your dreams? I never understood it as a child growing up. I had a huge imagination. I could turn a room into a playground. I could turn a playground into a movie theater. Now you're like, wait, what? That doesn't make sense. You see, in my mind, I did a lot of amazing creative things. But if you were standing there looking, you would look and say, this is just a room. If you were outside playing with me, you're like, there's nothing big and magical here with this movie theater. There's nothing happening. But oh, in my mind, it was. I never understood how individuals just go living without dreaming. God put an imagination within us to expand our horizons, to go for the tough stuff, because that tough stuff is so rewarding. Stop doing what comes easy. Get uncomfortable. Learn something new that stretches your imagination and your risk investment. You know, there's nothing more risky than a child on a playground saying, hey, let's pretend that we are in outer space. And you go up on the monkey bars and you're like, oh no, gravity doesn't exist up here. But eventually what happens? Your feet hit the ground. Gravity does exist, but in your imagination, it doesn't. And some kids will sit there and say, huh, that didn't work. This isn't fun because it's not real enough. The problem is they weren't willing to allow themselves to dream, to go where no one else has gone before. Our minds are powerful. Your dreams are worthy. Don't sit there and bury your dreams that God has given to you. Now, that doesn't mean that all your dreams are going to come true. I've had many dreams, and a lot of them have not come true. And guess what? I'm okay with that. But you see, it's a journey in my life, and I have enjoyed going out for them. And if I wasn't supposed to actually live out the dream in its full capacity, doors would close. Now, at first, yeah, I got a little testy. I was a little mad at myself, probably even God, maybe even at my parents, my siblings, who knows? But you see, as I look back, those were moments that I loved. They taught me things that nothing else could have because I went for my dreams. And it wasn't doing like major things. I would get up and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And over the next maybe year, 2, 3, 4, 10 years, I would pursue it. And then things would repeatedly happen. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this isn't working. I got wise. I reflected, right, a little bit in my rearview mirror. Then I was willing to say, okay, God's showing me something else. So this dream maybe isn't for me. It was fun going after it. And look what I learned. Now let's go to the next dream. Dream with your eyes wide open. You see, squinting limits your greatness. But when your eyes are wide open, nothing is impossible. Unfortunately, though, a lot of us are squinting. Oh, and then we think it's cool and we put shades on. Yeah, you may look good with your aviator glasses on, but your heart is hurting. It's time to see the reflection that God wants you to see. Be ready to step in to your greatness. Every single day, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's a journey worth taking. Enjoy the ups and downs. It's an adventure of life. Dream with your eyes wide open. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.